guarantee you, if you go back towards the 2014 calendar year and you look at great stories in sports, few will match what Justin Forsett did in Baltimore. And for his reward, he gets a new three-year contract as of today to stay here in Baltimore and to play with the Ravens. And right out of the gate here tonight, Justin Forsett joins us on WBAL News Radio 1090. Justin, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, too.
Well, it's really great we could have you on tonight. What does this contract mean to you for a guy who has the ultimate journeyman label? You've banged around the league for a while, never really being given the opportunity to be the feature back. What does a three-year contract mean to you?
It's a blessing, man. Answer to a lot of prayers. Been working out hard throughout my career for a moment like this where I can have some security and stability, and I'm just glad it's here in Baltimore.
Just to know, you don't have to pack your bags again and take your family to a new city. What does that mean?
That's awesome. I don't have to look on Craigslist or homes.com to try to find some place to rent this offseason, so that's always nice.
Was there ever a doubt in your mind, Justin, that you could be a guy who rushes for over 1,200 yards, score a lot of touchdowns, and even be a Pro Bowl player? Did you ever actually doubt your abilities?
No way. My whole mindset was that, you know, I trained to be amongst the best, and I knew if given the opportunity, I'd be able to show what I could do. Now, believing if I would ever get an opportunity, you know, I didn't know if that was ever going to happen, you know, being in the league for 7 years, but finally got a chance to and ran with it.
Literally ran with it all the way to over 1,200 yards. Those 8 rushing touchdowns, also had 44 receptions, a career high, which kind of gets lost in it all last year. When did you start thinking that there was a chance that you could actually come back to the same team in the next season? So was there a point, week 12, week 13 last year, you're really piling up the yards where you thought maybe this is a home?
Yeah, I mean, just at the probably midpoint throughout the year, and we're playing well, and I'm having success on the field, and, you know, the fans are showing a lot of love, and the organization was treating me well, and I was like, man, this is a place I would like to call home for a while, and, you know, hopefully if I keep producing, I'll be able to stay. So that was my mindset from then.
Justin Forsett is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Justin, how many other teams were out there looking for your services?
I think we legitimately had about 4 or 5 teams that was involved. But when it came to who was going to show the most commitment, Baltimore stepped up to the plate, and they took care of me.
Obviously, like any NFL team, there's been a lot of turnover this year. The Ravens have a new offensive coordinator. They lost one of their stars along the defensive line a few days ago. One of their most well-known and liked players, Torrey Smith, he signed with San Francisco. He had his press conference today. Other guys like Pernell McPhee are gone. There are probably more coming. There will also be some additions coming at some point. How much of a setback, if at all, is this week for the Baltimore Ravens? This team was obviously taking New England right to the brink in the playoffs, the team that eventually won the Super Bowl. How close are the Ravens to that point right now in your mind?
I think that we still have most of our core players here. I think that we can only get better for next season. You know, I know we've lost some great pieces like Haloti, guys that have been here a long time, and Torrey Smith, that had a huge impact on this team. But, you know, you just got to trust Ozzy and the guys up front that, you know they know what they're doing. And we believe in our abilities, and I think we can build from last year.
It's interesting, Justin. Today, Trent Richardson was released. He was a top 5 pick. He was supposed to be the next great running back. DeMarco Murray, he does sign a big deal today with Philadelphia, but you've heard this before. They're calling running backs at some point. They're going to go maybe not away, not like the dinosaur, but their overall value in an open marketplace is not what it once was compared to years gone by in the NFL. But in an odd way, because you haven't had that much wear and tear in the NFL as far as games are concerned and carries compared to some of these other guys, you, at already 7 years of service time, just signed a 3-year deal. You might get to 10 years or more still in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been telling everyone I'm 29 years old, but my legs are 26. You know, I really believe I can build upon next year, that the best is still yet to come. You know, I got all the experience last year and just got a feel for things. And, you know, I'm ready to see what we can do as a team and as a unit on offense next season.
Have you talked to Mark Trestman at all?
I've talked to him in passing. We didn't really get to sit down and talk about, you know, football yet. We're going to do that here soon. But I'm excited to play for him. I'm excited to see how he's going to use me in the offense.
And we'll end with this, Justin. I love this story. I think some members of our audience are familiar with it, but some probably aren't. And that is, you just had another baby with your wife, and you were at a concert when your wife went into labor, correct?
We were driving, about to get ready to go to the concert, Lauryn Hill concert for Valentine's Day, and she went into labor. And, you know, on the way there, it was a snowstorm. I could barely see, and we had to drive almost an hour away, and there was wrecks on the road, and we were driving slow, and at one point, she looked at me and said, "He's about to come." And I was like, "Oh, no, he can't come." And we actually made it there in time and blessed with a new baby boy, Zion.
Well, congratulations about that. We just had our first about 3 weeks ago. So we made it.
Oh, yeah.
We only made it. Well, we made it. Let's just put it that way. But if it was a few days later in the middle of that snowstorm, I believe on like Saturday, February 21st, it would have been very, very close, considering the roadways around here. So fortunate she came when she did.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you, Justin. Well, congratulations to you. A new 3-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Nice to know. Justin Forsett back in the fold for 2015. That is awesome.
Thank you.
That is Justin Forsett, Ravens running back, starting the program with us tonight. 410-467-WBAL. Your thoughts on the Ravens retaining Justin Forsett. I've said this a lot over the last 6 months or so. He is one of the best stories in sports I can remember. Someone who was a scout team running back not too long ago for the Jacksonville Jaguars, had 8 carries during the entire, 2013 campaign, and then he had 1,200 yards rushing last year for the Ravens. Some may think it's a gamble. Some may think it's a poor investment, considering how running backs kind of come and go in today's NFL. We'll kind of highlight that coming back, but, and especially considering his age, that it might be a gamble at 29, and you can find those yards pretty much anywhere in this sort of scheme. But I think it's the right move, and the Ravens, I think, retain a big piece here for the 2015 offense.